This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Timberwolves charged back from a 19-point second-quarter deficit and beat Denver last night 119-114. Anthony Edwards scored 30 points and grabbed 10 rebounds, and head coach Chris Finch says his go-to guy was his go-to guy.
Unbelievable. I think also in that period when we were down, you know, he was great on the bench, you know, great leadership, you know, positive. He recognized he needed to get into attack mode and get downhill a little bit more. You know, he did that. He got off the ball when they put two on him to start the second quarter run. But, you know, then all the way, Dante makes the big three. They put two on the ball. You know, great play by Ant right there. So I thought he was outstanding tonight in his floor game.
The series now tied 1-1. Game three comes to the Target Center Thursday night. The Wild and Stars now deadlocked at a game each. Dallas beat Minnesota in Texas last night 4-2. Minnesota head coach John Hines.
The game was obviously a tight-checking, hard-fought game by both teams. And, you know, we won the first one, they won the second one. So now it goes to game three.
Game three tomorrow in St. Paul. Brock Faber scored both Minnesota goals last night. The Vikings started phase one of their offseason program yesterday. Star receiver Justin Jefferson was there. He says of the offseason addition of quarterback Kyler Murray.
My first reaction was just really good to kind of get some good talent in the room to kind of give a little spark in that room, you know, to kind of see a competitive edge and from those guys to really lock in and to do what we're expecting them to do, which is to come in and, you know, to be that guy. And you know, we need that one guy for this team. So I'm definitely excited for that room, excited to see what those guys have in store for us in training camp.
Should be an interesting spring and summer in Eagan. The Twins were off last night. They'll play the Mets in New York tonight. This is MNN Sports.